The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees and some scribes who came from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, meaning unwashed, hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of their elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. There are many other things that they have by tradition, and they observe the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" And he responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine things which are merely human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." And he summoned the crowd again, and he said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters me or the one from outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from within, these defile the person. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts and unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, and deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. I've often wondered about homiletics. I've always considered the people of Holy Family an intelligent, free-thinking people. And therefore, it's not for me to tell you what to do or how to interpret the Word of God, what you are to do to follow it. But maybe to suggest, not to give you answers, but to invoke questions. It's far more pleasing when after Mass somebody says to me, "I didn't agree with something you said," or "I have a question." This is good. It means they listened. If somebody comes out and says, "I have no idea what you said, it didn't mean anything," not so good. Therefore, I'm going to presume that homiletics are meant to invoke questions within those who listen. So let me look at the text of today's gospel. And what we have here by way of a teaching is repeated over and over again in all four gospels. Jesus speaking to those who are legalistic, institutional thinking, and demanding about tradition instead of the purity of God's revelation. The invitation in all reflections of the gospel is to find myself in the gospel. Where do I fit in here? What does this gospel mean to me? Does it speak to me in the place I find myself today? These are the questions that make the Word of God come alive. Where do I find myself in the Word of God? So let me look at this. The Swiss theologian Hans
Urs von Balthasar, writes rather interestingly about humanity. The unhealed wound that cannot be healed, the unhealed wound that should not be healed. And sometimes it takes us a long time to get to a place where the unhealed wound of seeking perfection becomes something peaceful for us, the embrace of our humanity. Many of you have been to Athens in Greece, and if you had time and interest, you might take a 2.5-hour drive and go to Delphi, where you have the Temple of Apollo, built about 400 years before Christ. And you can see the remnant, the footprint of the temple, huge, as big as 3 football fields. Giant Temple of Apollo. And over the entrance to the Temple of Apollo was a Greek mantra, Gnothi Soaton, which means know thyself. Know thyself is the beginning of all wisdom. All spiritual journeys begin with knowing myself. The beginning of the Ignatian exercises is an invitation to foundation. First principle is to know who I am before I go on the spiritual journey. This is the beginning of all wisdom. There is no homiletic and there is no word of God except in the manner in which I begin by knowing myself. And someday, reflecting on the Word of God, I may discover that I am the leper in need of healing. I am the sinner in need of forgiveness. I'm the outcast in need of a welcoming. I'm the complicated person in need of understanding. I'm the blessed person in need of gratitude. Maybe I'm the lonely person in need of company, understanding. I'm the empty person that needs to be filled to make my life complete. And when I discover myself in the Gospels in that manner, the gospel comes to life. What you have in this gospel reading today, the Pharisees, the scribes, the legalistic, institutional ones, which we have in the church today, we have in all religion, the ones who presume to make judgments about other people, who are self-righteous. You can see, reading the life of Jesus Christ in all 4 Gospels, that Jesus has no trouble with sinners. His trouble was with people who were religious. Look at the life of Jesus. Public sinners, tax collectors reviled by the people, publicly known to be reviled by the people, Jesus broke bread with them. Public sinners. Everybody knew there were sinners. Jesus invites them to a meal. The lepers who were outcasts, not only because of their disease, because there was a social norm that said they don't belong, Jesus touched them. Touch the leper in healing. You can see that Jesus did not struggle with humanity, with the unhealed wound, the struggle we have. This is the place we find Jesus Christ. So where do we fit into this gospel here? How do we say this gospel has meaning to me and I find myself in the gospel? I have a great reverence, a great sense of humility in the presence of persons who come to me for the sacrament of reconciliation, who bear their souls, speak about the deepest conflicts and struggles and failures they have in their lives. And after they have shared the struggles and the pains and the failures of their life, I must tell them, first and foremost, they're good. And of course, when somebody is conscious of their failings and their sins, and you tell them they're good, say, don't tell me I'm good. I'm not good. I'm saying you're good. You're sincere. You're honest. You see your mistakes. If you hurt another person, you notice. There are others who hurt people and they don't even notice, but you notice. You're good. The power of the Holy Spirit is within you. What leads you to come and pray in this manner is a movement of the Holy Spirit. You're a chosen person. You're a blessed person. I know all about your mistakes, but I want you to discover your goodness, because in the sacrament of reconciliation, the prayer and the grace for which we pray is to be reconciled with our goodness. We already know our failings. We don't know how good we are. And in discovering our goodness, then we will grow in virtue and we will see our failings in a clearer way. So look at the gospel today. Remember the 15th chapter of Luke's gospel, the prodigal son. The young son sinned. He was reckless. He left home. He abandoned his father. He disowned his father. But he came back. And when he came back, he experienced the love of his father, the image of God's love. He experienced the embrace of his father. He rediscovered that he belonged, put shoes on his feet. He had no shoes. Slaves had no shoes. Put a ring on his finger, the Visa card. Now he can sign in his father's name. Put a robe on him, restore his sonship. He not forgives him, he makes him whole. And that happens only because he knew his weakness, his failure, and his sin. The elder son did not experience the love of his father, because he did not know his sins. He didn't know his anger. He didn't know his jealousy. He didn't know his alienation. He was angry. He was bitter. And because he didn't know his failings, he didn't experience the infinite love of God. There's a privilege about being human. There's a privilege about being a sinner. It's the only way to discover the power of Jesus Christ. Some years ago, I discovered in the Cameroon, West Africa, not far from the capital, Yaoundé, and this missionary priest told me this story. Not far from there was a village, and outside the village was a temple. And each man in the village, each man once a year was required by his deity to go to the temple by himself. And at the entrance of the temple, he would take all his clothes off, and totally naked, he would back into the presence of his deity, and he would sit there and he would wait until he heard the voice of his deity telling him what was required of him for the next year. And after he heard his mission, Then he would go out, put his clothes back on, and he'd try to live out the mission given to him by his deity. But the teaching was, he could only hear the voice of his God in his nakedness, in his emptiness, in the fullness of his humanity. So to hear the word of God and to find the word of God in your life, leave your reputation, all your success, your money. Oh, well, maybe Father Ricky wouldn't want you to leave your money outside. But all the stuff that the world tells you is important, leave it outside. Come into the presence of God in the fullness of your humanity, in your nakedness, your brokenness, your emptiness, your poverty, your sinfulness, and hear the voice of God saying, you're good, you belong, you are here to be healed, to be encouraged, to be uplifted. That's the teaching. Not to make judgment about others, but to see goodness in others. Not to be anchored into a legalistic response to the gospel, but a response to the gospel that's based on relationship, not based on law. So what does this mean to us today? It might mean that during this coming week, someday, when you have a few moments, come to the temple, drop into a church by yourself, become conscious of God's presence, sit there, even for a short time, and listen to the voice of God. You'll hear it if you're quiet, you're silent, and you're open. You might even write a journal. Then you will really record what the Lord says to you. When you have done that, you will understand this gospel reading, that you are blessed, you are welcomed, you are celebrated in the fullness of your humanity, in what Balthasar calls the incurable wound of being human. Not bad. It's not bad to be human. It's not bad to need. It's not bad to ask for forgiveness. It's not bad to say, thank you, I love you, I need you. Be fully human. That will make you live out the gospel. When that happens to you in your life, be humble, be humble. Sometimes we think we're very independent, we're bigger than other people, we're stronger, we're more independent. It's foolish. Come into the presence of God in your poverty and your emptiness. You will hear the word of God, you will be enriched, you'll be blessed, and you'll be healed. Amen.